880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. I absolutely love your introductions, and I want to thank my fans for all of the applause. We've got an amazing show today. We're not going to talk about sex like the last guys. We're not going to talk about communication like the last guys, but we are going to communicate. And we are going to be sexy. Well, maybe not me and David Lawrence, but certainly me and my wife, Vivian Freed. So today's show is all about love, positive energy, and feeling good. We're going to talk about David Lawrence's career. It's an exceptional career. It's built on love and kindness and positive energy. We're going to talk to him about how he's changed the face of our community and why he loves kids so much. And then we're going to talk to my wife, Vivian Freed. As many of you know, Vivian had a kidney transplant. It's now been about 14 months. Next week, we hit a milestone. Vivian's going to have her access point taken out by the doctors, which means they think the kidney's all in there and her body's accepting it. So it's going to be a beautiful day full of love and happiness. I'm going to worship my wife after I talk to somebody. I'm going to have to just say it, a gator that I worship. Right after this, Wanda, take it away and help us all feel good.
Change your heart.
All right, well, David and I are kibitzing because David knows Nikki Freed, too, and he feels very positive about her as I do. So David and I have a lot of things in common. I lost my notes for a second, but here we go now. Hey, everybody. That's right. It's time to talk about my friend Larry Zinn and his beautiful family, the Warren Henry family of automotive folks over at Warren Henry Automotive, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and you've got to do what I do every single time for 20 plus years. You've got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. Dave knows Gainesville. He's a gator. Gainesville, that's right. They've got a great Audi store up there. Maybe I'm going to get one of them fancy Audi cars. Or maybe you can go down to Key West. They've got everything down there. Maybe just stay here and get yourself a Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar. Anyway, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Actually, the best part about the Warren Henry Advantage is being part of the Warren Henry family. So join me, my mom, and I'm going to say it with her sitting here, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Day it is.
It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Why not?
The heart was ripped out.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I've had it with Valentine's Day.
Nothing makes sense on Valentine's Day.
It's not supposed to.
Anyway.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
One more thing.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
And now, Valentine's Day tips. From the elderly.
You know, grabbing a few daisies out of your neighbor's flower bed and adding some leftover candy from Halloween always saved me a ton of money with the missus.
This has been Valentine's Day Tips from the elderly.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, well, we're going to do sandstone then, and we're going to talk about how I can help people with their real estate transactions. All kinds of new ideas come to me every single day, and I help them. I help my clients implement those ideas in their real estate deals. Maybe you need financing, and you're from out of state or have pretty poor credit, and your bank is saying no. Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can help. Maybe you need some help putting together oh, I don't know, your complex urban residential mixed-use development like my friends the Lombardi family did. I helped them. We put it together with the Lennar Companies. That's right. I sold Wynwood Yard. Please don't hate me. Just go to Wynwood Yard before it closes next month. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with one of my favorite guests because he brings the goodness every time. We're here with Dr. David Lawrence, a former publisher of the Miami Herald. The Detroit Free Press, you worked there too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. And he was a Gator. He's a Gator. He is a Gator. Once and always a Gator.
Absolutely.
All right, but we're here to talk about your life, your career, the things that underpin your lifetime of service to children, and the bottom line is why you love children so much. So welcome to the show, Dr. David Lawrence, and let's set the table with, tell us a little bit of a background, a good funny story from your book.
Well, first of all, I'm not a real doctor, medical or PhD or EDD. I have a bunch of honorary doctorates. They're not quite the same as an earned doctorate. So the book, I spent about a year and a half writing it. It's called A Dedicated Life, Journalism, Justice, and a Chance for Every Child. I didn't know how special it would be to write a book, to recapture, I'm almost 77, to recapture all those years. I worked at seven newspapers. And what would interest anybody else and so forth? But I've ended up really glad I did it. And when I met with the publishers, there were eight people in the room. They had all read the book. So they asked me, well, what's this book about? And I said, well, I sort of mumbled about journalism and early childhood things. And they said, no, you're wrong. It's about inspiration. And the truth of the matter is people are hungry for inspiration. They're hungry for some goodness. They're hungry for some kindness. And it's not because they're desperately naive or Pollyanna or living in some other world. People are hungry for something that works. And we don't get much inspiration from Washington, I promise you.
Well, actually, it's very difficult to draw inspiration from some of the historic places we have, given the historic level of dysfunction that's there. Instead, I think we have to do it now from people we meet in our everyday lives, which is the kind of thing I like to bring here on the show, which is why I have you here, because I find you to be very inspirational, and why I'm doing the second half of the show about Vivian. If that doesn't make somebody cry and want to run through a wall, nothing will. But, Dave, I really appreciate you coming to the show and providing that inspiration here in our community. And what's a good story that you could tell about one of the impacts you've had on kids that's going to make somebody feel good?
Well, first of all, I have five children. I've been married 55 years.
See, we got something to shoot for, huh?
I love my wife even more than when we were married, and I loved her then. Our children are 54 to 34. If my children are all right, I can live with most everything else. I don't live a life where I play golf or tennis. I read at least a book a week, mostly history and biographies. I love to go to movies with my wife on a weekend. I've been to 56 countries, most of them with my wife. There's a joy in lifelong learning. And the book is really about the basics. It's about my growing up on a farm. It's about my driving a tractor by the time I was 10. It's about I'm in high school in Bradenton, Florida, and it's 1960, and two people are running for president, one named Nixon, one named Kennedy. So I invite them to my Manatee High School graduation. Now, there are two parts of the story. Part one is they didn't show up. Part two, I have to this day a letter from Richard Nixon saying, I'm sorry I can't be there, comma. And I have an autographed copy of Profiles in Courage.
Wow.
So if you have some chutzpah in this world, you can do them almost anything. Our first grandchild was baptized at the Vatican. It took me 4.5 months to sort of work that out, but she was baptized there. My wife and I have had dinner with Queen Elizabeth. I interviewed Fidel Castro for 5.5 hours. And then there came a point 35 years in at seven newspapers where Lawton Childs was the governor, a really wonderful human being in my estimation. He asked me to lead a statewide task force on school readiness. I'd never heard of it. And I ultimately decided at age 56 it was so important I was going to retire and work full-time on it.
Wow. You know, and it really is very important because it's one of the very few things that can deliver the American dream to somebody is education. And education has become so fractured, so politicized, and so difficult to access correctly today that just young people, I've got to figure, are at their wit's end trying to make sure they get the right education, a good education, and to determine what the best education is for them.
And the secret of all of this is getting off to a good start. I'm sort of despair of fixing fourth grade, seventh grade, ninth grade. But if you could deliver the children in far better shape to formal school, to kindergarten, first grade, and so forth. So if you and I feel from time to time nervous, uptight, insecure,
anxious,
that's healthy. But for a five-year-old to have already decided I can't do this work is an American tragedy.
You've lost the whole person.
So 30% of the children who start school way behind, and then most of them get further behind. So if you want public education reform in this country, smartest thing you can do is get the early years right. The early years, by age three, 85% of the brain growth is already achieved. Language development in the first 18 months, being in a home surrounded by books, really important. Knowing how to go to, say, Publix or Sedano's, and knowing how to have the child in the shopping cart and talking about shapes and sizes and colors, and this has wings, and here's what wings do, and so forth.
But how can we get that type of access across our community, especially when the people that need it the most are working three or four jobs a day to make ends meet?
Well, it's an extra challenge, I will acknowledge, but one of the things I know fundamentally is that people love their children.
Of course.
And so, for instance, human beings, children, need interactivity. They need to be held and hugged, etc. Too many people use television as a babysitter. It's not interactive. It's very static. People need to know, don't use television as a babysitter. We live in a far, far different world from the world that I grew up in. But I see no shortage of people who love their children, and I see no shortage of people who want to learn more about how to do right by their own children.
Well, what would one thing be that we could do as a community? We've got a couple minutes in this segment left. What would be one good thing in this community, an initiative that we could undertake that could help that?
Well, there are a bunch of them, but the Children's Trust was first tried in 1988 and lost 2-1. We passed it overwhelmingly in this past decade, and it's now an extra $150 million a year for early intervention and prevention. We passed, with the help of Alex Pinellas, then the mayor, we passed pre-K for all four-year-olds. There are 174,000 four-year-olds in the program this year in Florida. There are only four states that provide free pre-K for all four-year-olds. Well, we're one of them.
Well, then why is it that the perception of our education system after that is so disjointed? Has our education system been improving in the last 30 years since it's been regularly lambasted?
In my view, absolutely, but we have a long, long way to go. Remember, we live in a state where 20%+ of all the children live in the full federal definition of poverty. We got a long way to go.
Listen, this looks like a good place for a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some more things that we can do to foster love with our children and make our children better, because the children, if we can make them better, then our future is going to be better. And right now, we all got to line up behind the future. So back after this on our Valentine's Day show of love. We're loving kids. Then I'm going to love up my wife after this. We're going to talk about her miraculous recovery. Wanda, take it away.
Discover me, discovering you. 1 mile to every inch of your skin like porcelain. 1 pair of candy lips and your bubblegum tongue. And if you want love,
Wanda, thanks so much. We got the energy level at a different level this time on the show, but it's not because we don't have a lot of high energy. It's because we got a lot of love energy.
It's a love song.
That is a love song. And Wanda, I want to thank you for keeping it good here today. I want to tell somebody out there that I love them, and it's not just you, honey. I also love my friend Larry Zinn and my family at Warren Henry. They make us feel like family. The Warren Henry family, they bent over backwards to help Vivian and I when we were going through our trials with the kidney transplant. Hugs and kisses to Larry, Samantha, Abe, Warren, all our friends at the Warren Henry Automotive family. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Don't forget the Audi store in Gainesville or their store down in Key West where they've got all the great nameplates. What do the cars have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, but they also come with a Warren Henry advantage. Well, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant that you can call anytime for anything that you need. My mom regularly drives that person crazy, for the record. So join me, my mom, and I'm going to say it with her sitting here, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Your body's a wonderland. Your body's a wonder. I use my hands. Your body's a wonderland.
Spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Wow, Wanda, you know, we're all this positive energy all day. Now we've got to talk about real estate. What's positive about real estate? Well, when you can find somebody that can solve your issues in real estate, that's positive. And when you call me, that's exactly what can happen. I don't want to say I've seen it all, but I almost have. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need some creative financing. I can do that. Maybe you need a private loan. What's that? What a private loan is, if you call me today, I can close it within a week or so. That's right. You can call us. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. Say impossible? It's not. I did it over the 4th of July weekend just this summer. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? This goes out to Bruce Turkell. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I scheduled a root canal for February 14th.
Hey, it's our first Valentine's Day together. You can't just drive through a Taco Bell or take a bowling.
Who pushes for a first date on Valentine's Day?
What is romance?
You figure it out. Yeah, I believe
in the end, love.
I'm having oral surgery and skipping Valentine's Day. Doctor's orders.
Oh my God, that makes it even more romantic.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Love wins.
Since it's Valentine's Day, I was thinking, let's do something we've never done before.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're with one of the most inspiring people in South Florida, Dr. David Lawrence. We get the doctor part from all the fancy degrees he gets bestowed on him at all the different universities he gets to make speeches at. But really, what he is one of the big childhood education advocates here in town. He's taken it as his life's work at this point, and he's done a heck of a job. So welcome back, Dr. Lawrence. Dave, I like to call you Dave. Is it okay?
Mr. Dave, if you need to.
Dr. Dave, Mr. Dave?
Not Dr. Dave. Mr. Dave would be all right, or just Dave is even better.
All right, Dave. So listen, we were talking about inspiration, we were talking about kids, and we were talking about your book. Give me one of the really good inspirational stories in your book.
Well, I give you something that's quite personal.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Some years ago, many years ago now, my father, with whom I was very close, was dying at Tallahassee Memorial. He had liver cancer. And I was then the executive editor of the Detroit Free Press, so I fly down to see my mother and father, and they're in the hospital room. My father's on the hospital bed. My mother is seated next to him. Ultimately, I have to go back to Detroit. I have a job, things I have to do. I lean down to kiss my father on his forehead and make sure he knows how much I love him. And he says to me at that point, I want you to know how proud your mother and I are of you. What did I want him to say? I love you. And I know I was raised in a loving family. I have 8 brothers and sisters. We knelt down and said prayers. We went to church and so forth. I know I was loved, but I think it's really important for people to tell each other that they love them while there is time. Life can go so suddenly, so quickly. Don't miss the opportunity to have told somebody, I love you. Not just Valentine's Day, every day.
Yeah, I think we were talking about this as we were having our conversation, setting up whether you were coming on the show, and we talked about Valentine's Day. Valentine's sort of a perfunctory day to me. You know, you go out, you got to buy a card, you got to go buy flowers, you got to go to a fancy dinner, you got to get your hair done. It's all for somebody else. You see, at our house, we do it a little different. What we do is we've got a bunch of cards. We take the cards out, and we talk about how much each card means to us and when we gave it to us. We remember back how much we love each other.
Yeah, well, that's lovely. To me, Valentine's Day, I don't want to dampen anybody's evening. I'm happy for other people who look at the world, but to me, Valentine's Day is kind of commercial. The real deal is telling people every day you love
them. I agree. Every day is Valentine's Day at our house is the point I was trying to make. I love you so much, and we'll talk more about that in the second half hour. Dave, so, you know, you were here. A lot of strife happened while you were the publisher of the Miami Herald here in town. How'd you help the folks keep a lid on it and keep people moving forward together?
Well, remember, that was a very different time in newspapering and in the media. The Herald was a very powerful instrument.
Alva Chapman, those guys ran this town, basically.
No, and Alva was an extraordinary leader, maybe the great leader of the last 75 years in this community. And the newspaper was a very powerful instrument, versions in English and in Spanish. In my time, there was a boycott declared of the Herald. There were death threats significant enough that the FBI came to me. I started, as did my wife, my car by remote control for 2.5 years.
Wow.
It was very, very serious.
What were the threats over?
Coverage of a certain segment of the community.
Fair enough.
And I don't have any bitterness about all of that. It affected one of my 5 children dramatically, who was scared to death that Daddy and Mommy were going to be killed. We weren't particularly scared. If somebody wants to sort of get rid of you, they're going to get rid of you. But so we didn't worry about it. We didn't realize the impact on one of our children until many, many years later.
It's horrible.
But this community has matured a great deal. We are becoming a genuine international and global place where people want to come, et cetera. We're going to need to figure out how to keep the water out of our streets, but this is a very special place.
Well, I think that when we do figure out how to keep the water out of our streets, because we'll be the first ones impacted, hopefully the entrepreneurial spirit of Florida and Miami will pick up and we'll export that technology to other places and actually be a leader in global technology for climate intervention.
It's happening all over the world, and we could show other people how do you get this fixed.
I really would like that. It would be something wonderful if... Let me rephrase it. I'm going to love it when we do that. And our community has pulled together to show that example. You know, I've heard the resiliency folks. I go to a lot of the different meetings. But the real important thing to me is that one of the things in our community that we have to come to grips with is that some of the highest land is in some of the areas that are occupied by some of our least advantaged people. And people are going to come in and take advantage of that. And we need to protect our historic communities the way that we protect our heritage in
town. Well, this goes back to the discussion about inspiration. What I think people are so hungry for in their elected and unelected leaders is inspiration. We don't get much of it. We get sometimes technical competence. We other times get alongside that integrity. But inspiration, I don't think we see an awful lot of it. I'm eager for it.
Well, I think it's very difficult for an inspirational person to come forward, especially in today's world, because things that are inspirational are also sometimes a little bit provocative, and they can be spun a different way. Also, people that are highly inspirational are probably effective in other areas of the community where they can make money with a lot less aggravation. Yeah. I'm not running for anything here except the door, for the record.
But I was a paid skeptic for 35 years. I never was and never will be a cynic. Social media has a lot to do with it today, which can be perilous and awful and hateful and so forth and so on. We have someone in Washington who thinks that if we get further divided, it's to his advantage.
I really would prefer to have a unification. I think America was great and will be great, but I don't
Well,
like
I'm old enough to
now.
Remember, he wasn't there long enough to become a great president, but I'm old enough to remember John Fitzgerald Kennedy speaking, and there was a wonderful call to arms in the best sense. The best presidents we've ever had have known how to use the bully pulpit. So whether that's George W. Bush after 9/11 or it's Barack Obama after Charleston and so forth and so on, the beauty of this country is it's classically had a moral core. We lose that. We don't have anything really exceptional except a lot of money and a lot of weapons.
Well, I think that there is a guardianship and stewardship of that moral core. I think that there, I'm not going to be like a person to say there's a silent majority out there. I think the majority has a voice. I think they're trying to exercise that voice and try to bring a more positive energy into our society. I went and heard Nikki Haley speak at the other day, and she was tremendous. That's a contender.
Well, I don't know that Donald Trump had a better cabinet member than Nikki Haley. I think an absolutely first-rate American.
Unbelievable. You see, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a first-rate American. Yeah. I didn't call her a red or a blue. It's a first-rate American. And I think we do need to all pull together. We're in here in South Florida where we have been very polarized for many, many years.
But we're making progress.
Oh, we are.
I'm optimistic. I've been in this community now for 30 years. I can see real progress. And we're not at the promised land, but I don't know anybody else who's at the promised land either.
No, we're not. But there are now opportunities as our community continues to grow for people that have been disenfranchised and left behind in the past to participate. Yeah. And it's up to our political leaders to make sure that those folks are included in our society and we bring them forward so that we can continue to grow and make the world a better place for us all. My gosh, am I really saying all this stuff? This is pretty good. Good thing I write a blog after this.
I am with you fully.
Thank you so very much. We've only got a couple of minutes. Can you relate what your favorite story in the book is? I know they're all good ones.
They're all.
How about this? What's the last story you tell in the? Oh, I can't ask. What's the first story you tell in the book
to
get my attention?
Well, apropos of your comment, I mentor a 14-year-old, have for 3+ years.
What a lucky person!
Well, but it hadn't been easy, and his father happens to be in prison. His mother works very, very hard. He has 6 brothers and sisters. So it's an extra struggle. I think he's going to be a sensational human being. I think you and I and all of us need to work on some larger levels, more cosmic maybe, more global, more broader.
I'm working
and
on
deeper.
It.
But I also think we could make an extraordinary difference in one human being's
That's
life.
That's a universe. It's a universe.
Yeah.
What can I do to help?
So
maybe we can have, what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring you and your mentee back on the show in the next few weeks, and I want to profile the relationship and why mentoring a young person is so important, not to you, not to him, but to our community. Would you make me that promise that you work with me and wanted to do that?
You have my commitment.
Oh, that's awesome. My gosh, I don't know what else to say here anymore except thank you, Dave.
Well, you can say the book A Dedicated Life, Journalism, Justice, and a Chance for Every Child. You could get it on Amazon. Even better, you could get it at any books in our community.
Thank you. You said it a lot better than I could. Could you say it again one more time? What was the title of the book, Dave?
Journalism, Justice, and a Chance for Every Child.
God bless you, Dave.
Books and books.
Books and books. Get it there, and then come on the show, and we're going to get Dave if you want. You can come when Dave comes in a few weeks. You meet him here, and we can get an autograph. But I do want to have you bring your young men tea, because there's something very special to me about being a mentor. Yeah,
I'd love to do it.
It's going to be great. We're going to do that. We're going to coordinate. Now, we've got to have Wanda run a long commercial so you and I can take a good photo.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Wanda. And Dave and Viv, you can keep cross-talking in the back. It's okay. People can hear me just about no matter what. So, hey, everybody, I want to thank Dr. Dave Lawrence, or as he likes to call him, Mr. Dave? Dave? Dave is the best. Dave is going to come back and see us soon and bring more of that great energy. My gosh, that was awesome. What a great way to have for Valentine's Day, Wanda. I want to thank you so much for helping out with all that great content you've been throwing our way, Wanda. Now, everybody, I want to thank our good friends at Warren Henry. Tell them I love them, too. Today's the day of love here on 880 AM. And every day is a day of love, and soon I'm going to have the woman I love on with her love shirt now. All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you'll want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and I'm going to say it right in front of her, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda, turn it up.
Don't forget, it's Valentine's Day.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
What? Again?
On 880, The Biz.
And now, Valentine's Day tips from the elderly.
To the wise out there, those three words, I love you, can be damn expensive.
This has been Valentine's Day Tips from the Elderly.
880 The Biz, time saver traffic.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International. All right, good evening. We have a couple of crashes on our Dade expressways at the moment. I-75, we have an accident southbound as you approach the Palmetto. That crash currently blocking two right lanes, so be careful as you make that approach. We also have an accident 95 southbound at 103rd Street. That incident's taking out two left lanes. It's causing stop-and-go traffic back from the Golden Glades. I'm Greg Clark with your South Florida traffic.
Yeah, I know. My wife just asked me if I'm relaxed. I said yes, and then I got to do something. Honey, I love you, but I'm working here, baby. All right, everybody, that's right. If you need positive energy in your real estate transaction, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Got something you can't figure out? Maybe I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to break the microphone. Call Vivian. She just did it. Wanda, you got to come in here and help us fix the mic. All right, thank you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I scheduled a root canal for February 14th.
Hey, it's our first Valentine's Day together. You can't just drive through a Taco Bell or take a bowling.
Who pushes for a first date on Valentine's Day?
What is romance?
You figure it out.
My wife says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, so I'm off the hook, right?
It's got what it takes, so tell me why.
I'm having oral surgery and skipping Valentine's Day. Doctor's orders.
Oh my God, that makes it even more romantic.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I wanna know why can't this be love?
Since it's Valentine's Day, I was thinking, let's do something we've never done before.
Would you be my Valentine?
You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and as promised, we have the woman of my dreams, Vivian Freed. Honey, say hi.
Hi.
There you go. That's her woman of many words. So, Vivian, for people that don't know the story, Vivian and I, Vivian had a kidney transplant about 14 months ago. Coming up this week, they're going to be taking out the access point. So that means that, Vivian will now officially have a successful kidney transplant. Honey, I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about love. We're going to talk a little bit about Vivian's, how she feels. And because everybody keeps asking me, and I figured I'd wait till Valentine's Day to bring Vivian on. So first, I want to start off by saying, honey, I want to get it out of the way. I really love you. Happy Valentine's Day. It's so amazing that you're alive here and with us today, because just 24 months ago, we were in New York. We had flown up to New York on a plane. It was freezing cold. You weren't feeling well. You got double dialysized. It was horrible. It was freezing cold. A rabbi was the last guy on the plane. He ran in. They shut the door. He needed to pray. So the rabbi and I prayed, and we landed. And you had a pretty decent time there. You know, then you got your... Oh, gosh. I'm remembering it now. Then you had to get up early the next day. You dressed up in your Peace, Love, World red outfit, and tell me what happened.
And then I got to dialysis at around... In New York, in the freezing cold. My Uber dropped me a block and a half away from where I was supposed to be dialysized. So you can imagine, in the freezing cold, I was asking people where I was, the address where to go to get dialysized. And I had to walk. And with me came all my bags, which had all my stuff to go to dialysis, which is water, food, and anything else to keep me entertained. Because I was going to be dialyzed for 2 hours or 2 hours and a half, usually 4 hours, but they try to cut the time because I had to get so much testing done that day.
So honey, so you had a hard day. You had a lot of
tests. A very hard day, because this is what happened. They weighed me with my shoes on, so they took more water out of my system. So my blood pressure was super low, and I still had to go for at least 6 hours of testing.
And then you were done with the testing. You felt like a dish rag. You
yes.
walked across the street to the hotel. Thank God the hotel had a restaurant in it.
And a kosher one, too.
And we went and we had a kosher meal upstairs at the hotel, and we held hands and we had a Valentine's Day. And I'll never forget that as our toughest Valentine's Day, but also a day where we showed how much we loved each other.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful.
It was
beautiful. I really love you, you know. And then we went and we didn't get a kidney in New York. Well, we did get a kidney in New York, but we also got a kidney down here from Betty DeMartini.
Exactly. Shout out to Betty DeMartini for giving me the gift of life.
Talk a little bit about Betty and what she means.
Betty is an exceptional human being. She was going to give her kidney to her aunt, but her aunt didn't make it. And she decided to give it to me. And I was very lucky.
Yeah, Betty Martini is an angel on today's earth. There's no
yes.
doubt about it. We didn't know Betty, and she just came out of nowhere. God sent her to us, and we got a kidney. Yeah. So you got the kidney, you got transplanted, and people think that that's the end of the story. That's just the beginning of the story.
Exactly.
Tell me what's been going on for the last 14 months.
Well, a lot of ups and downs. Every day, I'm very thankful, and I pray to God, and I say, thank you for making me go to the bathroom so much. Thank you for this working kidney.
Well, wait, people don't realize that for 3.5 years you couldn't pee because your kidneys
didn't
work.
At all.
We used to dream about you peeing. When you were at your downest moment, I used to say, honey, you're going to pee soon, I promise.
Exactly. So I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful because I wake up with a prayer thanking for waking up, opening my eyes, going to the bathroom, having a healthy kidney. My husband, who's been amazing, supportive, thank God, my mom, and also thanks to my beautiful new godson that's named Gabrielle Israel, after my father. So these things make me fight so hard that I'm not going to give up. Sometimes I wake up with no energy, but I still see those beautiful people surrounding me, and I know that I got to get up and do it.
We're behind you, honey. And we're behind you for the right reasons. And we accept you for where you are in your recovery. And we're behind you. And whatever you need, we're surrounding you with people that believe in you. We all believe in you. We all know that you're getting better every single day. Uh-huh. And tell us a little bit about some of the things that you love that bring love to your heart.
So, of course, you.
I wasn't fishing for that one, but okay.
Of course, my beautiful new godson and my beautiful, well, his father's my godson, too. So my beautiful Asher Ellie Gabrielle Bublik, my beautiful mom. My beautiful friends like Carla Descal, Catherine Butters, Karen Rosenfeld, so many who have been so supportive and who's taken this journey with me.
How about your new family that you found this fall and this winter and where you just were?
And my amazing, no, this has been the experience of it all. I went to Tallahassee because my amazing niece, this beautiful niece of mine, Nikki Freed, was one of the first people that wanted to give me her kidney. Unfortunately, she couldn't give me her kidney. She is now the Commissioner of Agriculture here in Florida. My niece and her mom have become a very special part of my life, and I love them so much. But the experience of seeing my niece I couldn't go to the inauguration, unfortunately, because I wasn't feeling well. But I went to her party where they honored her. And it was to see my niece take this position has been very impactful in my life. It shows me that when you want to do something, you can. So, of course, I can get better. And, of course, I'm getting better. Fight for you what you want. I want recovery, and I'm going to fight for it. My niece has shown me so much. I tell her strong is the new pretty, because that's what she's made out of steel. And she is going, and the biggest thing is that she's going to make Florida, and who knows, this country, a better place to live in.
Who knows? We'll start with the state of Florida, but honey, but we always think big in our family.
In our family, we dream big and we see big.
That's correct. Nikki. So who's calling me now? Oh, it's somebody who doesn't know we're on the radio. It's okay. I'll call them later. Huh? I didn't. I put it on hold.
Jeez, you don't have to answer
it. I stopped it.
Come on.
All right. So, honey, so tell us a little bit more about Nikki Freed while I tag her on Facebook and she starts watching.
Nikki Freed, she is just very strong, very beautiful. An amazing person in my life right now. And she has been since I met her. She's hand in hand with Gabrielle Israel, of course, my beautiful godson. And she is just going to make this country the best country there is. I know that.
So, honey, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. What does Valentine's Day mean to you?
Valentine's Day doesn't mean that much to me, to tell you the truth, because every day I wake up, I give love and I receive love. So Valentine's Day is just a day that, like today, another day to share love. Like today I saw a craze. Everybody online in Party City buying thousands of balloons, everyone online buying flowers, everybody. And I say to myself, I always get balloons. I always get flowers. I always get everything, but it's an everyday thing. It's not a once a year thing. So to me, Valentine's Day is not that special. Valentine's Day is every day. You shouldn't wait till Valentine's Day to tell your mom you love her. Because I tell my mom every single day, at least 10 times a day, how much I love her. I tell my nephew, my godson, through FaceTime, my niece, how much I love them.
Russ Bornstein and the folks from ICSC are telling you they love you on Facebook. I know you can't see
beautiful.
That. They're beautiful people.
Yes.
Beth Azor, Russ, all those people.
So, and let me tell you, love saves you. Love, it's all about love. If you have a lot of love in your life, you're going to be fighting so hard that's one of the tools that has gotten me through. It's the love of my husband, the love of my amazing friend, Alina Villasante, who showed me what love is.
Peace, love, world,
peace,
lady.
Peace, love, world, lady. My peace, love, world. Who showed me she's a love goddess. It's all about love. And today I'm wearing her shirt. Love, and what does it say?
Love is real.
Love is real.
So how about the lady that helps you every day? Talk to her. She's watching.
My Milagros?
Exactly.
So I have this special lady who's in my house. And she helps me every day. And what is her name? Milagros. Her name is Milagros. So what does Milagro mean?
I don't know. You, tell me.
You tell me, Jim.
Oh, come on, honey. You know that I can't do that. Just go roll it out there.
Well, we'll find out later.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to find out what that means. And all you Latinos, give me a call and help me out here. Or hit me on Facebook, because Vivian's freaking me out here. But we're going to have more love and tenderness and kindness and happiness here on Freedom Business as I share my love of Vivian with the rest of the world. And Wanda, take us to break. We're going to talk about Warren Henry. I love them, too. I'll take you to the temple tonight. Days I've been searching to find out what this life is worth. Through the books and Bibles of time, I've made up my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. Oh yeah, Ziggy Marley. I love is my religion. I got the album. I am the album. It's my theme. That and value system alignment. We should put those on our cards. Love is our religion.
It is.
Value system alignment. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville. And down in Key West, they've got them all. Wanda, we're going to go down to Key West.
Yay!
There you go. We're going to have Polo's going to let the hair flow and everything. It's going to be great. What do all those cars have in common? Well, they are all exceptional cars. They also come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, me, my mom, and my beautiful, inspirational wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Give me some more Marley.
Loud up there.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
Happy Valentine's Day!
On 880, The Biz.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go all night.
You don't have to believe it.
And now, Valentine's Day tips from the elderly.
Sure wish they get rid of this stupid Valentine's Day movie night at the retirement home. And replace it with a bowl of free Viagra.
This has been Valentine's Day Tips from the Elderly.
Oh, Wanda, you keep me laughing. You're the best. Hey, everybody, if you need to do a real estate deal and you need some real estate capital, give me a call. 305-773-6300. Get you to me, Jim Freed, and I can help you do your deal. I've helped $3 billion worth of deals close, and I think I could probably help you with yours. Maybe you're a realtor and you need to pull some cash out of your deal so you can buy another one. I can help you with a cash out mortgage. Give me a call. I can help you if you're a foreigner and you can't get a loan. Maybe you've got bad credit and need a loan. I can help you with all those circumstances. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe your historic business sits in a great location and it's time to sell. I just sold Wynwood Yard. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're doing our Valentine's Day show, and I'm just being transparent and being authentic, as my friend Chris Corey likes to say. But really, what I'm doing is I'm expressing my eternal love for my wife. I think most people that watched what I did for the past 5 years know that I love Vivian, but we're going to talk a little bit more about it. So bring everybody up to date. Vivian needed a kidney transplant. We found her non-compos mentis on the floor about 5 years ago. Took her to the hospital, got her dialyzed, got her on the road to recovery. She went to dialysis every day for 4 years, almost killed her. But we found a beautiful woman in Pembroke Pines that gave us her kidney. We didn't know her, but God bless Betty Dee Martini. She was touched by God, moved by God to help us out. So we're real spiritual, and we really believe in all these great things, but the thing we believe in most is each other.
Exactly. There and you. By the way, Milagros is a miracle. That's the lady that helps me every day.
Tell me a little bit more about her.
She's so special.
Why?
Because she's always looking after me, making
she's
sure I have everything.
She's always laughing and happy.
And really happy.
She's tremendous.
And even fighting with me. But it's okay because she loves me.
That's right. You're surrounded by love. You got your whole love team. Now, honey, what was your toughest moment that you overcame during the kidney transplant? Was there
after
one?
After or before?
Let's talk about before, and then let's talk about after.
Before was, oh, my God, so many episodes that I hid from you because I didn't want to worry you so much. But, yeah, I mean, there were many times, at least once a week, where we thought I was not going to make it. Yeah. And my pressure would go down to 60. Sometimes it went, the lowest it went down, I think, was 50, 51. And they called the rescue, and I refused. And I sat there and I prayed. And believe me, God heard me every time. And I stood there for 2 hours. I wouldn't call my husband. I knew that he was busy. And I drove myself home.
I love you,
every
Peggy.
Single time.
You're a strong woman. You're an inspiration. You know, we're going to get to the point where we're going to take you out there and let people meet you. You're still a little weak right now. Right now, you're taking this nasty medicine that knocks down your immunity. But, you know, we only have a couple minutes left. So really, you know, here's your chance to give your message to all the people. Hundreds of people donated. Hundreds of people got tested. You were a cause celeb. What would you like to say to those people, honey?
Thank you so much. Thank you for thinking of me, caring for me, loving me, taking the time out. I know it was hard because they make you go through a lot. I just want to thank all of you. I want to thank my team that is with me on my journey, my Daphne Evangelista, my Marcella, my Alina, my doctor, which I love to death, Dr. Judy Wilger, my other doctors, Dr. Mercedes Flores,
Dr. Wolf,
amazing, Dr. Roth, Dr. Ciancio, and all the team at MTI. Which
Miami Transplant Institute, Jackson Memorial Hospital, Carlos Magoya for helping us out. Everybody from Carlos Magoya to the people on transport were beautiful to us.
Mm-hmm. So, I want to thank Giselle Guerra is the head of the transplant, her personal assistant. And also, I want to thank Mike Fernandez, somebody that he did once I met. Let me just tell you a little bit. I met him one time at his office the first time. He asked me, Vivian, what can I help you with? I said, I want just one thing. I want you to change my doctors. Help me change my doctors in Jackson. I'm having a hard time, and I need your help. In an hour or the next day, I was already called by MTI, and I had the doctors that I dreamed of.
So what you're telling me is one of the most prominent members in the community was still a human being and just was loving and helpful. And so the image in the community that he has as a loving, helping person was exactly true. Was mm-hmm. true. God bless you, Mike Fernandez. Honey, thanks for coming on. We're gonna
And
have
David Lawrence had a huge impact today on me. I want him to know that.
I love
Amazing
you,
Amazing impact. You're... Made me cry. And I want to see him back here.
He will definitely be back. It's your show too, honey. I love you very much. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. And I'm going to read everything now, thanking everybody. I want to give a shout out to David Lawrence. I want to shout out to our first responders and thank them for everything. I hope our first responders have a great Valentine's Day. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Study, Turkel Brands. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. You're probably going to want to share this one. Join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Got them all. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on freedombusiness.com. This is real soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6Y, because I think you know by now I just love doing this. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. One last thing, Wanda.
Yeah.
I love you so much, honey.
I love you more.
Bye.
Hey, this is my Valentine's song for you.
Like black and white keys on a whirly, sounds just right and we're in harmony. Some things are better together, and that's you and me.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, I love you, bro. I love you, man. I
tremendous.
Love
I love you too, Wanda.
You're my brother from another mother. You are my favorite, not ashamed to admit, cause I do.
I couldn't ask for any more, Wanda. You're tremendous. I wish I knew the song I could play it for you.
I love you, man.
Polo!
Polo. Like the sun and the moon, all the best things come in twos. What would I do without a friend like you?
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz. It's the Steve-O and Renee Show.
Hi, this is Renee from the Steve-O and Renee Morning Show. Tomorrow's Friday, but if you wake up in a bad mood, tune in to the Steve-O and Renee Morning Show on, and let Steve-O and myself get you in a good mood.
Tomorrow we have Rob Cohn at 8:45 a.m. talking about the measles outbreak in New York.
Tune in tomorrow at 7 for the funniest morning show in Miami.
The Steve-O and Renee Show. Mornings, 7 to 10 on South Florida's business radio station, 880. The Biz.
Have you tried investing?